I know, but so look at the Gemara in Yotzei Saman Aleph. Let's just read this one more time. The Gemara says you have to have three chutei gidin, okay? And then it says Amar Rav Nachman. Yeah. What's this Mishulashin business? Rashi. Right, Sefer. Good. All right. Meaning from the top of the Sefer, right? To one second, to what? To the Gid? To the keep going. Okay. I'm not sure what Menu is meaning. I'll tell you. Agid Hasheni, Umin Hasheni L'Shlishi.
Agid Hasheni
L'Shlishi. So what's he saying? He's saying like this. How can you not read it this way?
I read the board.
Look. Corner Rashi. Okay. Rashi. So. Right? It doesn't have to be three. It'd be four.
What do threes mean there?
The distance between them.
No,
change it. Mimeno. Meaning, the distance between them.
A different number because it's a lot of threes.
Make it five.
You understand? Look. So the spaces between each one are equal. Okay? Now, how does he get that from Mr. Lushin? What are you taking a picture of? What's wrong with my eight?
Are you serious? The bottom eight?
No.
Allie, did you get it?
No.
Oh my god, Allie!
Why did you say that?
Oh, yeah. It's okay.
Just remember Bor Melio. He's going to strike back with a full hand.
That's right.
Fine.
Okay. That's Rashi. Okay? Do you agree with this?
Ariel didn't.
Do you agree with this?
The whole time.
How else did you read it?
Well, I was trying to read it that it's really...
From the top of the safer to the gate?
The giant's easy. Okay. I thought I meant long.
I think I'm wrong.
Oh, look at that.
Right.
That's 1, 2, and 3.
No. So they learn. What? Yeah, they learn like this. They learn the riff out to mean as follows. The riff on Vav Amabez says that what? How is it? It's like this. I should actually have written this way. I apologize. No. Look, Red's a gid. Okay. So what he's gonna say? What he says is one here, one in the middle.
Okay.
Meaning no, irrelevant. What? Okay, right. Say, but what's the nachamim between the two? It sounds so benign. Nachamim is where does that first thread start? Okay. I'm serious. Forget the spacing for a second. The clearest difference between them is going to be where does that first thread start? So according to Rashi, it's here. Because I need a space from the top to here. The corner of the riff, no, you got to start at the top. Well, obviously, it applies to the bottom as well. You understand? Or what I would focus on for me is, first of all, who cares? Ultimately, who cares? But what's the difference between saying it starts over here versus starting over here? Now, read the Rambam. What?
They are equal. That's more than half.
What do you mean?
No,
isn't. Yes, that's correct. He just doesn't care, though.
What is the Rambam? The middle.
What does the Rambam hold?
And
he said, and he calls it not.
Oh yeah, no, but he says it's
not.
Okay, so the
Rambam
says like this.
Shh, guys, Perek Beis, Halacha.
No?
No. Fuck it off?
Yeah.
All right, what does he say?
Okay, guys, listen up.
Big Seir Yah, which is the top. Right, three in the middle. Okay, So now this builds off of the Rambam. According to Rishonim, the Rambam is consistent, meaning that the fact that the Rambam says I don't need to have I can't have any chutei pishtan, I have to have three chutei gidin. How does he learn Rav Nachman? He learns Rav Nachman to triple it, meaning three on top, three in the middle, three in the bottom. Okay, so we have three possibilities. Well, the Riff only has one.
No.
Right. Okay. Right. Like but. What's the main difference? I keep saying the Nedarim between Rashi and the Riff seems to be the starting point. Meaning Rashi seems to say two things. A, Rashi says start further down. If you start further down, what are you sacrificing? What? What are you sacrificing if you start further down? What do you mean covered? You mean
bound?
Okay, right. You're going to lose some boundness, right? And say that's not bound. But what do you gain though? Well, no, but okay. But what's this idea of having it even now?
Closer, it's radius. Less flappage.
The thing that I said, the more radius,
less flappage on the inside.
Okay, less internal sagging.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Sagging. Almost true.
For sure, it's true. What do you mean? All I'm saying is that Rashi's concerned about even spacing, right? He's willing to sacrifice this idea of, again, when I look at it, what I'll say is, wow, there's a large space between top and middle, and a large space between middle and bottom. He gets rid of that by saying, I'm going to have even spacing, but he's going to tolerate less areas that are actually bound, okay? Whereas the Riff seems to say, I don't care about the fact that there are larger spaces, right? I care more about what? Well, let's call it the maximum efficiency of connection.
Whoa.
Right? Good. Right? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
If you want to maximize your connection, what you're going to do is you're going to do top, bottom, and middle. Right? So what's Rashi Shita then? What's he saying? I think the machlokas is, shut it, be quiet. I think, the machlokas is like this. What? No, Riff doesn't care. I think I agree. That's why I don't think he cares so much about the emsa. It doesn't matter specifically where it is. The Riff cares about maximizing structural integrity. I think what Rashi's saying is, if you're going to talk about even spacing, that's got to be an idea in Hiddur. That has to be an idea in Hiddur. It's. I think when you guys said the guy relates to it, it's not that the guy relates to it that way. It just gives off a certain appearance of symmetry. It's very nice when things are evenly spaced, right? So he'll sacrifice structural integrity for the sake of Hiddur. But you guys are all wrong about the Rambam. Because what the Rambam's doing is like this, and if you want to read the Riff the way you were reading the Riff, the Rambam's so easy. The Rambam's saying, but what's the... In other words, when the Gemara says you need three chute gidin, what you would have thought that meant what? He agrees with the Riff essentially, right? He's going to say it means maximizing your structural integrity, right? But when it says Mishuashin, what's it teaching you? That what's the shear of a chut? Three. That's what Rav Nachman's teaching you. He's saying the minimal... It's not a machlokas. It's a Havi Maskana. Oh, no, that's a Chiddush Rav Nachman. Right. In other words, you would have thought, how many do you need? Three total. Okay? That's sufficient, right? I need three chut in total. Meaning, when it says three chut gidin, what does it mean? It means I have to have a quantity of three. Right, and therefore each chut has to just be located top, middle, bottom. Like the Riff. Okay? Now, Rav Nachman comes along and says Mishulashin. So what's he doing when he says Mishulashin? No, what's his lashon?
What was it?
What? I know. You mishlashon. You know what that means? It means that.
I'm saying God's order is okay.
Triple. What? Right.
It sounds like he agrees with the Rav Nachman agrees with Rav Chalba. What you're saying is modifying it.
It sounds like he agrees that
Kut is
one, you
just
need three of them.
No. Bavachi, Mishasha, sounds like Bava means I agree with you, just make sure you do three of them.
Yeah.
I'm saying...
Three of Kut, not three Gidim, which are one Kut.
He didn't say three of Kut, he didn't say that.
Sheyu.
He's saying the Kut Gidim, as long as they are,
he says you need three Kut Gidim, and then Rav Nachman says as long as they are...
Well, all I'm saying is that there's two ways you can read the Gemara.
I'm saying that's why... Because he agrees with
Abchalba. He does.
I know.
One more time. In other words, in my reading of the Gemara, based on how the Rambam has to read it, the Rambam has to go down this road. Because the Rambam holds, when the Gemara says, Shlosh Chute Gidin, that's excluding the possibility of Pishtan being in there. Okay? Once he says that, what does the Rambam... And now the Gemara comes along and says, modifies it by Mishulashim. But what does Mishulashim mean? So what I'm saying is that you would have thought Shlosh Chute Gidin means the total quantity has to be three threads. He's saying, no. Shlosh Chute Gidin means each chut itself must contain in it three. So, if I have two on the top and I haven't finished it yet, I haven't completed my chut. So I need three. Three of three means each one is its own shear of chut gid. Okay, I need a total of three meaning nine in the actual Megillah. That's the Rambam's way of, in my opinion, the Rambam's way of reading the Gemara.